Well, in the Northern Territory today, Gurindji traditional owners were granted native title rights to Wave Hill Station. It's the scene of that iconic moment in 1975 when then Prime Minister Gough Whitlam handed the land back and symbolically poured soil from the station through the hands of Gurindji leader Vincent Lingiari. That, though, was just one of many steps on a long road that winds back to 1966 when Vincent Lingiari led 200 Aboriginal workers and their families in a walk-off from Wave Hill Station to protest poor pay and dispossession. They stayed away for 7 years and they sparked the land rights movement. Our reporter Jane Barden travelled to the Wave Hill area for the Native Title event today. Jane, why has it taken so long for the Gurindji to get their land back?
Well, what they were given by Gough Whitlam in 1975 was just rights to a pastoral lease on part of the Wave Hill station. They didn't actually get land rights. And so it wasn't until 1986 that they actually got land rights to some of the land, but that was only half of it. So it's only today, in a very remote sitting of the federal court, in a paddock on Wave Hill station, by the ruin of the old homestead, that they've actually been returned native title to the rest of the historic Wave Hill station.
And what rights does native title actually give them?
Well, unlike full land rights, they don't wholly own the land. So now they'll be able to hunt and gather here and access their important sacred sites, but it will still be run as a cattle station by the Western Cattle Grazing Company. But importantly, native title also gives the native title holders the rights to negotiate compensation with gas companies and gem miners who've recently been given exploration permits here by the NT government. And that's one of the reasons that native title was actually applied for 4 years ago, because those permits were awarded. And Matthew Algie is among some of the native title holders today who were recognised, and his grandfather, George Galabidi, was part of the walk-off by Aboriginal stockmen in 1966.
I'm really proud because this Wavell walk-off started everything for the land rights and for mining, everything. This is where it started, from here and all around the country, and we're just now people getting royalty from their own land.
Matthew Algie at that event today. Jane, what was the atmosphere like at the ceremony, and what has the reaction of traditional owners been?
Well, there were high emotions today, including from some of the old stockmen who'd actually taken part in the walk-off. And one of those was Vincent Lingiari's brother-in-law, Jimmy Wavehill. And he basically said that it was amazing being back here again and remembering all those old times. And he really hopes also that this will be a moment that will really bring Australians together.
We gave them our time and things like that, walk up from a station, but we didn't mind. We're all friends together. Good for our future in Australia.
We also heard from some of the descendants of Vincent Lingiari, including his granddaughter, Lisa Smiler.
It was so exciting and wonderful, and it brings a lot of memories back for my family, you know, and our ancestors that walked off in 1966. I'm so proud to be here today.
Lisa Smiler, who is Vincent Lingiari's granddaughter. So, Jane, what did the traditional owners say about what they hope this native title decision will mean for their lives?
Well, because they'll be able to negotiate royalties for the land that they've been returned today, that will mean that that will be a new income source for many people in the community. And some of the native title holders haven't even really thought about what that is going to mean for them. But Matthew Algie says that he hopes that many will think of using the money to build up things in the community for themselves.
I reckon that's a good thing if they build up a little business with the royalty money. But depends how you use the money for your own land.
Traditional owner Matthew Algie there, speaking with our reporter Jane Barden.